We're joined now from our Oireachtas studio by the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Simon Coveney. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the news at one.
Thanks, Brian.
Now, you're joining us today to discuss the implementation of this increased cost to business scheme, which was approved at budget time and which will be coming into effect very shortly. But perhaps before we come to that, maybe just a question in relation to that ex-Helen McEntee controversy. Should she correct the record?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think there was a lot of concern, and rightly so, that social media platforms were being used to, as a vehicle, if you like, for far-right activists to whip up division, anger, and ultimately encouraging people to come in and cause carnage in the centre of Dublin City, which is what subsequently happened. And so, you know, we as a government need to reflect now on the role of social media platforms in the context of that kind of hatred and division, and also, you know, inaccuracy often, which is the basis of that, playing on people's fears and anxieties and so on. And we had some very high profile people, including the owner of X and Twitter, Elon Musk, as part of that conversation in a way that was very unhelpful to trying to restore calm. And I think the Justice Minister reflected that.
The specific claim, and it was made in the Dáil by Helen McEntee, was that X didn't engage. They did not fulfil their own community standards. Now, they say that they did engage both with Gardaí and Commission na Mban. Commission na Mban have confirmed that they met with the various social media platforms, including X. So should the Minister correct the Dáil record?
No, so the Commissioner na Mban was in contact with all of the major social media platforms during that time. The European Commission was also involved in that discussion.
Including X?
Including X, but what is that?
So it's not true to say they didn't engage?
If you'd let me finish, the issue is how the different platforms engaged and the extent to which they engaged to take down dangerous material, and whether or not X responded as quickly as they should have, as other platforms did. And that's something that obviously I'm happy to engage as Enterprise Minister with X and Twitter on. Of course, they're based and have a big presence in Ireland, and I'm happy to have that conversation.
I'm sorry,
with
Minister,
them.
The issue raised by Helen McEntee wasn't how X engaged. It was the fact that, and I quote, they didn't engage, she said, she told the Dáil. Now, that's not the case.
Well, look, I need to check exactly what Helen said, because I don't have the quote in front of me, but I've had a number of conversations with Minister McEntee on this issue. The question is, when Commissioner na Mban, which has the responsibility for the regulation of social media platforms, and of course that regulation is going to get an awful lot more teeth in the early part of next year, because from the 17th of February on, Commissioner na Mban will actually have the responsibility for regulating many of those social media platforms, not only in Ireland, but right across the European Union, and will have significant legal powers to be able to fine companies heavily if they don't take down dangerous or inaccurate material.
No doubt we'll return to that in due course. But I might just move on to the increased cost of business scheme, which is details of which are being given today. It has a budget of €257 million. So it's a substantial scheme. Who qualifies and how?
Okay, so, I mean, what the government is very anxious to do is to recognise the fact that for many businesses, the cost of doing business has increased and is increasing next year for a whole series of reasons, predominantly positive reasons in terms of supporting workers and making sure they have a decent pay. So that's, you know, increases in the minimum wage, an extension to sick pay entitlements, more bank holidays, domestic violence leave, parental leave, you know, energy costs, a whole range of other factors means that it's more expensive to employ people and more expensive to run a business. The government recognises that, and so at budget time I insisted on setting aside €250 million so that we could give grants out to small and medium-sized businesses across the country. This isn't a rates rebate, actually. We have used the rates system to calculate the appropriate level of grant, but this is a grant aid that will go directly into the bank accounts of 143,000 businesses across the country. The amount of And by the way, there are only 151,000 ratepayers in the country, so 95% of ratepaying businesses will get this grant,
and it's up to a ceiling of €5,000.
Yeah, exactly. So the way this is calculated is that businesses that paid rates of up to 10,000 euros this year will get a grant next year of half of that amount. Mm-hmm. And then businesses that paid rates of between 10,000 and 30,000 euros this year will get a flat rate grant of 5,000 euros for all of those businesses. Mm-hmm. One of the messages that businesses gave me, particularly the very small ones, is if you're going to do something to support us, make sure you don't have a long, detailed, bureaucratic application mm-hmm. process with checks that are time-consuming. So businesses will automatically get this money. All they will have to do is confirm to their local authorities their bank account details, and as long as they're mm-hmm. rate-paying businesses and are tax-compliant, they'll get the grant in the first quarter of next year.
The business group IBEC has responded to this, and indeed they've cited the various additional costs which businesses will face. You mentioned some of them just a moment ago. And the point they're making, and I quote, is that they believe this, although it's a substantial amount of money, will be spread far too thinly across the economy and doesn't come close to offsetting the cumulative costs involved. Do you accept, Minister, that that this grant is actually still going to leave businesses with additional costs?
Well, I mean, first of all, can I say IBEC have been very much involved in the conversation around many of these policy decisions, including the minimum wage, sick pay, bank holidays, parental leave, and so on. So they're very much part of the discussions, as indeed are trade unions, between employers and employees and the government mm-hmm. in relation to all of these policy decisions. What we're trying to do here is we're trying to use a substantial amount of money, a quarter of a billion euros, which, by the way, is twice the amount of money that we spent on the energy support mm-hmm. Scheme last year for businesses, to make sure that every small business in the country gets some level of support. Okay. We're not suggesting for one minute that this will make up the difference in terms of all of the increased costs, but it'll certainly, I think, be a welcome cash injection for many small businesses across the country in the early part of next year.
Just before I let you go, Minister, are you expecting your colleague Pascal Donoghue to throw his hat in the ring for the top job of the IMF?
Well, can I just say, you know, first of all, I mean, Pascal is committed to running in the next general election. That's my understanding. Mm-hmm. But I mean, this is an extraordinary compliment to one of the most talented Irish politicians that we've seen in the last decade. This is an endorsement in many ways of how Ireland has been managed economically mm-hmm. and financially through a very, very difficult time, with Pascal Donoghue making all of the key decisions and recommendations to government through that period.
So you're expecting him to be a candidate then, are you?
So I'm just saying that to be talked about as somebody that's suitable to lead the IMF, which is one of the most powerful fiscal positions in the world, is an extraordinary recognition.
Does he need to clarify the situation? Does he need to clarify the situation, would you say?
Oh, well, I mean, that's a matter for Pascal, you know. But
well,
I mean,
he's a member of the government, an important member of the government, and a senior figure in your own party. Should your own colleagues know what his intentions are?
And I've just said to you that it's Pascal's intention to run in the next general election.
So you don't think he's going to be a candidate for the IMF?
I don't know. Pascal has said is that he intends to run in the next general election, and I believe him. But I think the fact that he has been mentioned as a suitable leader of the IMF is an extraordinary endorsement of his contribution to politics.
Minister Simon Coveney, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.